100, 301, 302, 404, hike. No, these aren't football signals. These numbers are important to your website, though. It isn't enough that the tech world is loaded with buzzwords and acronyms. We have to throw some numbers into the mix to confuse people even more. But by understanding these numbers and making the necessary changes, you can make your websites, especially business-to-consumer sites, more valuable to your users and hence for your company. In this show, we get the scoop on these numbers and what you can do with them from SEO, search engine optimization guru Jan Limpak. Coming to you from the world-renowned Magnum Building on beautiful Payne Avenue in the heart of Cleveland, Ohio, it's the entrepreneur himself, Dan Hansen, bringing you the Great Lakes Geek Show. Today we're speaking with Jan Limpak again. Jan is a search engine optimization expert of keyphrasemarketing.com. Now Jan, there's always things to learn about SEO, and there's a couple of numbers out there that people might not be aware of, but that can really help with their sites. First is 404 page. What's a 404?
Hi Dan, it's good to see you again. 404 is a page not found. A lot of times if you're on a website and you click a link, you see this ominous page not found. Well, good design dictates that you build a custom 404 page and you put content in there that the user can get back to the homepage or navigate through your site. So a lot of people will use a sitemap as a model and build a custom 404 to catch broken links with.
Another number we hear about with search engine optimization of websites is 301. Tell us about 301.
301 is a proper way to redirect a page. A 301 is permanently moved. Now, some people might have heard of 302, but that's temporarily moved. So when you want to point one page at another page, the proper way of doing it, and all the search engines will look for the 301.
Okay, while we're doing numbers, you suggest that there's still a lot of people using dial-up modems to connect to the internet. What kind of things should we be thinking of to handle these slower visitors?
I always tell people I work with that always think about the lowest common denominator. Now, there are certain niche industries where all their target market is on high-end and T1s and broadband connections. But if you're a B2C, you still might want to consider the 25% of U.S. users as of September 2006. There's still approximately 25% of U.S. users on those screeching 56K modems, and we all remember and hate that sound. And if you're still on one now, I apologize. But you still have to think about the lowest common denominator. So light is good. The faster a page loads, there's even more perceived value in a page the quicker your page loads. So you really want to pay attention how quick does your page load.
Is there a rule of thumb for a file size that might be optimal to keep under for a page?
Well, even Google themselves in their guidelines will mention the number 100K. So less is better. But if you start to get close to 100K, you really need to pay attention and maybe try to come in as far under that as you can.
Now, Jan, you're one of these SEO experts that the Cleveland area seems to have. For some reason, we've got some of the best talent in the country, in the world here in SEO in the Cleveland area. And I see you have a new spiffy Cleveland SEO shirt on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it just sort of came to pass that a lot of SEO companies gravitated to this region. And one thing led to another. We started meeting and we started noticing each other. So we started to formalize it a little bit more. And now ClevelandSEO.com is a portal for the search engine optimization community here in Cleveland, Ohio.
Be sure to follow the links on this site to ClevelandSEO.com and also to KeyPhraseMarketing.com, where Jan will provide you with a lot more tips like some of these tips we heard today. Today we've been speaking with Jan Limpak of KeyPhraseMarketing.com. Thanks, Jan.
Thank you, Dan. Always good to see you.
You've been listening to the Great Lakes Geek Show. Come back soon at www.greatlakesgeek.com.